Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Well, Winthrop University is doing all kinds of neat things. One of them is their interior design program, which is now going to be located at the Thread. And we have the two brain trusts behind all this here at the table with us today. We have Quintel Gwynn, and we have Jason Silentes with us. And they are the ones who are going to make magic for America's future down there at the Thread. So they don't know what's coming up here. So let's start off with some introductions. Quintel, you tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yes, I am an interior designer. That's my background, and I'm an assistant professor of interior design at Winthrop.
And where you come from, that suburb at the north?
Yeah, I live in Charlotte.
Uh-huh. And you've been here how long now?
I'm going into my third year, so I'm still new, but it's been good so far.
How are you still new? I mean, you know where Winthrop is, right?
I'm still learning about Rock Hill, too.
You didn't know we did this show here, did you?
I did not.
Ta-da.
Exciting times, though.
Well, to make your life even more exciting, you have to order a sandwich before you leave here.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Because I know that'll light you up. Okay. So over here, Jason Silentes, tell us a little bit about you, if you would, please.
Yeah. First of all, thank you, Manning, for having Quintel and I on the show. I'm in my 18th year at Winthrop.
Hard to believe.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't have enough gray hair.
Well, you got the gray hair.
I have plenty of gray
hair. But I think if you shaved that little beard off, you'd have a baby face. I bet your mama tells you that, doesn't she?
I wouldn't go that far, but now in my 18th year at Winthrop, now a department chair. I oversee interior design, graphic design, game design, and illustration.
Ooh.
And I'm a professor of design. I teach mostly visual communication design. And the Thread it's been a long time coming. This is something that's been talked about among academic leaders, and we've always wanted to be embedded in the city and downtown. So this is a monumental achievement.
Ooh.
And I cannot overstate how instrumental Quintel was in making this happen. Our dean, Karen Remus, Ashley Blanchard, who's VP of Development, Kevin Hughes, the list could go on. You know, it's not just me, it's not just Quintel, it's many people that have had boots on the ground.
So let's go back a few steps, because for people like me who are totally ignorant about things like interior design, you know, if I picked out the right color for a wall, it would be a miracle, right? Thank God I have a wife who knows more about colors and how things work. But when we talk about interior design, what are we talking about?
We're really talking about how we organize space, how we live, how we create spaces that other people engage. And so it's far beyond color and fabrics. It's really about analyzing space in a way that the public and people every day can experience and engage.
So this is a 21st century career?
Yes. I believe so. The way that interior started out was nestled under the profession of architecture.
Okay.
And so for us to have stepped out and developed more in terms of the profession and grew in a way where we can kind of stand alone and have our own niche is important. And I think the way that we're experiencing our world today, the way that we are merging spaces, we're thinking about public and private, you know, when you talk about pain and residential, things are changing. And so this is a good time to be in the profession and a very strong program here at Winthrop. An accredited program, the only one at a public institution in the state of South Carolina. So it's a very big deal, important to the region, to the Southeast region. And so this space at the Thread is really supporting growth at the state level, statewide, but also contributions that early and young professionals are going to be able to make to this region.
So if I had a young daughter or a son who was inclined to the artistic world, and they were talking to me about interior design and being the lughead that I can be, I would say to them, okay, so tell me, where is this going to take you to? Are you going to be able to leave here and hook up with something where you're going to be on your own? As we call it, yo-yo time. You're on your own. I mean, and you would say to me what?
Yes, this is a growing profession. So while we're experiencing city growth in this region, all of the construction that happens, development that happens, this is an industry that's tied to the built environment. And so job prospects and opportunities are looking good at this time. And so I could see that they'd have a future in this profession and can develop a strong career path and be proximate to opportunities to work with firms, to step out and do some professional work on their own. It's really opened up.
I can see why you say she was instrumental in making this happen, Jason. You can just sit over there and be quiet. You can get your sandwich.
I really do look forward to that Substation 2 sandwich, but
we do have
it can wait.
It can wait.
Because this interview is a priority.
So you mentioned that interior design to this point has been hallowed in the halls of Winthrop University?
Yes. Yes, it originally started in Kynard Hall.
Okay.
And it was even part of what was then called home economics. And over time, it developed into the program that we have today, interior design. And now we're off campus. Now we'll have the Thread. We'll be downtown also.
So explain to me, in layman's terms, what is different between teaching this program inside the hallowed halls of Winthrop versus going down to the Thread? Hey, you see that? He pointed right there. Why didn't I just interview you, right?
Well, I think that the opportunity the Thread presents is connection, collaboration on a deeper level, and opening up doors of opportunities for students to experience working alongside other professions, professional development and networking, but also for the industry and community to also be connected with Winthrop in a different way.
So let's see if we can put this in English. In English, that means we have 5,000 square feet right next to Springs Creative, which has a storied reputation in the country, or probably in the world, for all the neat things that they do. Is that true?
Yes.
So now who wants to talk to me about the partnership that you hope we'll be developing with the Thread? You, Jason?
Well, partnerships are going to happen. And the real advantage, and Quintel put it very eloquently already, is that the students will be outside of the campus, connected to other businesses. Those could be startups. Those could be institutions that have been around for a while. They could be nonprofits. They could be churches. They could be retirement homes. They could be hospitality. On campus, the students have all the resources necessary. But now, off campus, they'll be connected to the kinds of jobs that they're going to want to get when they graduate. So this is like a stepping stone to just get them one step closer to graduating and leaving.
Gotcha. So is this a four-year program or is this a two-year program? I mean, how does this work?
We're a four-year program, and we have some students who'll transfer in, and maybe they do 2 years elsewhere or more, and they can finish at Winthrop. But we're purely a four-year program. We don't have a master's degree.
Yet.
You said it. I didn't. Maybe we need to get you on our accreditation committee to help with this.
No. That would be a kiss of death.
We're starting in 2 weeks. Just let me know your availability.
I'm here every day between 12:30 and 1 o'clock.
I know where to find you. At Substation 2.
That's exactly right. And at 1 o'clock, I'm usually sitting there eating something. So anyway. So somebody would, as a freshman, come in and sign up for whatever the entry-level courses are, right?
Yeah.
And you have a whole cache of courses to teach? How many classes do you teach in this, interior design?
In interior design, it's a lot.
Yeah.
It may be 4 to 5 classes a semester.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so that could be maybe 10 classes a year. What, 40 classes total?
Ooh.
Ballpark?
Jeez.
Ballpark. Now, the other thing, too, about this location,
right.
And yes, the classes are important, and we will have classes there. We're also going to do some events. The other important thing here is Winthrop is where we are. People can come to us. But the chances of people going downtown to Rock Hill are higher. And now we're going to be seen because we're in the downtown area. We really believe that having this location downtown is going to have our presence known.
Well, I would think that there's a lot of truth to that because I've lived here 41 years, and I've done thousands of interviews, and yet I've never done an interview of all the ones I've done at Winthrop, which have been a gazillion, with anybody in interior design. You're a well-kept secret. I like your T-shirt, so we know that. Hey, it's a big black T-shirt on. It says in white letters, Arts Winthrop. Live, learn, create.
Yeah, and believe it or not, wearing this T-shirt around does start conversations.
Yeah.
And we believe that the thread is going to do the same thing.
Yeah. I'm a 2X. If you want me, if you want to provide me with one, I'll wear it.
Noted. Okay. I'll see what I can do. Okay. Yeah.
So will we still be teaching classes inside the hallowed halls at Winthrop?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the textbooks are done over there. But does each course involve an element of activity down at the thread? Or yet to be determined?
I don't know if I think about it like that.
Okay.
There are some classes that would be a better fit over there. Maybe if it's a professional practice class and we have client work. Maybe it's somebody we work with downtown. Could be Springs. Could be somebody else.
Okay. So what are we going to do at the thread besides have a beautiful 5,000 square feet? You've designed it, right? What's in there? Tell me about the 5,000 square feet.
Well, they're learning spaces. So we have strayed away from creating traditional classrooms with traditional seats and desks to create more learning environments that are modern, which we think helps students be able to be flexible in their learning style and have unique and flexible teaching styles. And it will be a space that can support professional development and networking, community engagement, and also programming that might involve beyond just having a guest lecturer or a speaker. It could be more collaborative between firms, businesses, students, and so it's a really great space for that kind of cross collaboration.
So there will be some type of, she just got a little note shoved her way. Bob, I see. What's that mean?
Well, the center is named after Robert Bazemore, and he has a background in interiors and is a Winthrop alum. And so the idea for the space, the design of the space, is really credited to him. And over the course of his career, he has worked in furniture and worked in design, but also held really close a passion for teaching and creating learning spaces that really facilitate new ways of thinking about how we teach, how students are engaged, and readying them and preparing them for the profession.
So if I were, let's just say I acquired a building for whatever purpose, and my building happened to be 5,000 square feet, and I'm in whatever business I'm in. Let's just say I'm in broadcasting, okay? Now, would I come, don't shudder here. Would I come to you and say, hey, look, help me design this thing so it makes sense for the 21st century? And I'm sure the first thing you would ask me is, what is it that you do? You'd have to come learn about me, is that right?
Yes.
And then you would come up with some ideas.
Yes. But in this, the added benefit to this space is that whereas you might just reach out to a traditional interior designer or firm, students get to be involved. So young professionals and emerging professionals can now be a part of those design processes. You know, the way that firms were organized in the past, it wasn't always easy to spot or visit. Even now, when you think about riding past or popping into an architecture firm or design firm, it's not a profession that feels very open. And so all of the creative processes are kind of hidden in that firm and studio life. This is a chance for students and professionals that are interested in working with students to be able to experience those processes. And while they're studying, they can also have a professional, real-world experience with that process. What does it mean to build and create and design a space and to have a real client? So we know that this type of space and the Thread is going to facilitate those kind of connections, too, for students.
So I'm sitting here thinking, are you going to, as part of your battle plan, go out and talk to, I don't know, home builders or maybe to our local architecture firms that are here in Rock Hill and say, hey, we're here. Let me tell you what we can do and basically offer your services, you know, hire yourselves out, generate a few dollars, at the same time, create this wonderful environment for America's future so they can see what the possibilities are unfolding right before them.
That's what I hope. It will take a bit to get to that point, but we hope to be able to grow into something like that, where they are connected with builders and developers and other architects and professions within the built environment so that they're able to be exposed to the breadth of the industry overall.
You know, I'm thinking about that suburb to the north where you both live. You know?
No, which one?
Charlotte, that's its name, Charlotte.
Yes, yeah. Sounds familiar.
Yeah, we're going to annex it one day and straighten it all out, right? But anyway, I'm thinking of, I mean, that's a mecca of all kinds of construction and ideas and business growth, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I mean, golly day, I think if you're the only accredited program in South Carolina, I don't know how many they got up in North Carolina, but probably not a whole lot, and that, to me, would be a real funnel for all kinds of opportunities up there.
Yeah, but
there has been already a funnel, and Quintel really deserves a lot of credit for placing and helping students get internships everywhere from here up north into Charlotte, and there's a range of jobs. The thing too is with this center now downtown,
right,
we will have more opportunities. Already, I have had people coming to me asking for work to be done, and
good.
It's just going to grow.
Yeah.
People, once the word's out, we're going to have to turn people away.
Well, that's a nice problem to have, and that's part of what our function is here, is to get the word out, because, you know, we're in broadcasting. But we're going to take our mid-program break, remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. And you can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Okay, here at Substation 2, our specialty is fresh subs and salads. We do it 6 days a week between 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. How we do it is in the white letters that we're all going to chime out together to get those people out there to come on in here. Ready? At the count of three, one, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
A good deal for a delicious sandwich.
Quality of the food. I get what I want. It tastes great every time.
Hit the spot, definitely. It's amazing.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
At Piedmont Medical Center, we have the expertise to treat the conditions that cause back pain, and we're focused on delivering compassionate care to help you live life pain-free. In fact, Piedmont Medical Center is designated a Blue Distinction Center for Spine Surgery by Blue Cross Blue Shield for our commitment to quality care and comprehensive spine surgery services. And by the way, Piedmont offers robotic spine surgery, an innovative surgical option that assists the spine surgeon and care team throughout the surgery. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
I love their fresh meats and the sweet wheat bread.
The bread, their quality meats, and their prices.
It's just always a great, consistent meal.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. We have two interior design experts that are employed at Winthrop University. They're telling us all about the new acquisition, the Thread, where they're going to be moving a lot of their operations to. We have with us Quintel Gwynn and Jason Salentes, and as a result of what they're doing, you really are opening up what has been a pretty well-kept secret, I would say, at Winthrop University. Are you going to have signage out there at all?
I mean, oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Where's it going to be? It's going to be as big as a Thread sign out there?
No. That is the big one. No, yeah. That's going to be there. Inside.
Inside.
Mm-hmm.
So when I walk... Come down. Are you going to do some kind of a, open house or something down there?
Yes, we are.
Ah. Can we tell anybody about it, or is that a secret? Invitation only?
Well, let's just say that you're somebody who's connected to the community. You know a lot of the players here. You mean to tell me you don't know when it is?
I probably don't.
Okay.
You know.
There's something big happening next week.
Ah.
On Wednesday.
Oh, I see. I didn't make the list.
What?
I did not make the list, you know.
We have to change this.
Huh. Well, as soon as the name Kimmel comes up over there with
yeah. them, no, what?
Just teasing. Well, good. So you are going to have an event over there next week.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what is your... I mean, you could turn this, it sounds to me like you could turn this into a real business enterprise for Winthrop, right? As well as doing what you do for the students. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I would agree. It takes time to get to that point, but ultimately that is a big goal. The beauty of the Thread is being situated amongst other businesses. So we're above the Springs Creative and the Baxter Mill Archives there.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
across from a existing architectural firm. And so students are now surrounded by other businesses that are also related to the design industry.
How many students are in your interior design program?
Total, maybe 80.
80.
I'm just doing the math really quickly. Okay. Maybe 80. Total.
And, of course, they're not back yet.
Right.
Do the students know anything about what they're going to see this year?
Yeah, some of them do. Some of the students who visited last year when Quintel gave some tours and integrated looking at the space with the classes. But the freshmen who are coming in, some of them do know about it because we talked about it. Mm-hmm. But very few people have seen it finished. But next week, Wednesday, they can.
It's finished. So this has been in the works for a while. I mean, this didn't happen overnight.
No, not to my knowledge.
Well, I mean, you have been looking for space, I guess, for a while.
Yeah,
yes, no.
Yeah, we're growing so much. We do need space, more space. And Bob really was instrumental and had this vision before I was even a department chair and before Quintel arrived here. So to see the fruits of his labor and everybody else's contributions and this happen, it's big.
Good. All right, so you also are teaching beyond the interior design. Things involve gaming, is that right?
Yeah, we have a game design degree.
Well, so that's part of this.
Yeah, we're already one of the faculty members wants to have a class there. We have graphic design classes, illustration classes. It's going to be suitable for interior design, absolutely. But we see other classes being scheduled there, too.
So when we talk about game design?
Yeah.
Like what? Video games?
Yeah, it could be video games. Could be, you know, the kind of work that people do to develop Minecraft or Pac-Man or Galaga or Fortnite or Call of Duty. But games aren't just entertainment and scoring points. It could even be something where you're learning. Duolingo, you can learn how to speak Spanish or Greek or French, whatever language. It's really kind of a gamified education.
Jeez. So these 80 students, are they involved with that as well, or is that a whole other
cluster? Game design's a separate cluster, yeah.
How many kids are involved in that?
Last time I looked, and freshman enrollment is constantly changing right now.
Yeah.
We get people coming in or maybe switching majors. It's kind of organic. Last I looked, we had about 15 freshmen coming in for game design, but could be more.
Phew. So with Winthrop growing the way it's growing, which is good, I mean, COVID really did a whack job on a lot of colleges across the country. I mean, just student enrollment went down. Everybody said, oh, this is going to be fun. Let's go learn at home. And now they've realized learning at home is not what it's cut out to be, right?
No, and that's the other reason that this space is important, because the students that had been living at home and now on campus in a dorm doing homework or in a building that used to be, you know, used for other facilities purposes, now they're off campus. Now they're out of that kind of space that they're always occupying. And the other thing, too, and I'm a personal note, when I was 19, 20 years old, I was getting client work or doing freelance work. I wasn't taken very seriously because of anti-youth ageism. Like, oh, you're young. How much do you really know? Oh, you're inexperienced. We really doubt you. These students now will be led by faculty in situations that give them career opportunities and career readiness, and they will develop some metal.
Metal, like that one.
Could they get that on campus? Yes. But I believe that this space, because of the quality that Bob has infused, they're going to rise to another level.
So when I walk into this space at the Thread, do you want me to have a wow factor when I walk in there? I'm serious. I mean, do you want me to say, my God, what is this place? This is really neat.
I mean, everybody reacts to space differently. It's a very subjective thing. I think some people have space memory, sense memory. They may see something and it's internal. Not everybody can appreciate it. Is it a wow space, Quintel? I would say yes.
Yeah.
Say that a little louder, would you please?
Yes.
Yes.
I think what people might experience, too, is witnessing and engaging a non-traditional classroom. So I think when we think about classroom, when you close your eyes, what comes to mind are chairs, desks, whiteboards, and this space is anything but traditional. Bob was very intentional about modernizing what we think about classroom space in a way that students can engage in new ways. So down to the layout, the furniture, types and selections, and placement, all of that, it factors into creating a unique learning environment.
Well, I'm going to see if I can whack myself an invitation to come over and get the wow factor, but I thank you both for being here. Jason, Quintel, good luck to you. And congratulations, Winthrop University, on your interior design program, which is now expanded to the Thread. And if you haven't been to the Thread, trust me, it is a huge building, absolutely monumental. And the views, 360 degrees of the city, it's just great. Thank you all. Congratulations, and we'll see what happens. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Mille Lacs here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. One more time, what we do here at Substation 2, fresh subs and salads 6 days a week between 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. We wow you every time you come in here. At the count of three, how do we do it? One, two, three.
Slice, 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 garden, 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 garden.
Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.